Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today's topic, resilience. You know, that superpower we all crave but sometimes feel like we lack. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Ever feel like you're just barely keeping your head above water? Like every time you get back on track, another storm hits? Yeah, I've been there, and trust me, I'm not immune to those moments of feeling completely overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Resilience isn't about avoiding challenges altogether, it's about how we respond to them. It's about bouncing back stronger than before, even after getting knocked down. So, how do we build this bounce back muscle? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us become more resilient in the face of life's inevitable bumps and bruises. First things first. Accept what you can't control. This one sounds easier said than done, right? But seriously, how much energy do we waste stressing over things that are simply out of our hands? Think about it, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather. These are all things we can't directly control. Focus your energy on what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions to situations. When you learn to let go of the things beyond your control, a weight lifts off your shoulders, freeing up space for positive action. Second, reframe your perspective. Ever notice how the same situation can feel completely different depending on your mindset? If you view challenges as opportunities for growth, you're far more likely to come out of them stronger. Instead of saying this is so unfair, try reframing it as what can I learn from this experience, or how can I use this to become even better? Remember, a positive outlook isn't about ignoring the negativity, it's about choosing to focus on the good and finding meaning even in difficult times. Third, cultivate gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gratitude, when life feels like a dumpster fire. But trust me on this one. Focusing on what you do have, even the smallest things, can make a world of difference. It shifts your attention away from what's lacking and towards the abundance that already exists in your life. It could be as simple as appreciating a good cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the laughter of loved ones. Next up, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging in endless bubble baths, though those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical and mental well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's exercise, reading, spending time in nature, or simply taking a break to recharge. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to face challenges head-on. And finally, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we need each other to thrive. Cultivating meaningful relationships with friends, family, and community members provides a vital support system during tough times. Remember, you don't have to go through everything alone. Reach out, connect, and let others support you they probably want to, too. Okay, here's a real-world example to illustrate these points. Imagine you just lost your job. That's a huge setback, right? You might feel anger, disappointment, even fear about the future. But instead of letting those emotions consume you, try applying the resilience strategies we discussed. Accept that losing your job is out of your control. Reframe it as an opportunity to explore new career paths or pursue something you've always wanted to do. Practice gratitude for the skills and experience you gained in your previous role. Take time for self-care exercise, spend time with loved ones, or engage in hobbies that bring you joy. And lean on your support network, talk to friends and family, connect with mentors, or join online communities for career advice and encouragement. See how these strategies can shift your perspective and empower you to move forward? That's the power of resilience. So remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by practicing these key takeaways, you can equip yourself to face challenges with strength and grace. Remember, life isn't about avoiding setbacks. It's about how we learn and grow from them. Want to take action today? Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. Leave a review and let us know what resonated with you. And join the conversation on social media. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.